SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Hello, everyone. It's yet another marketing episode with the SBC iGaming Daily. iGaming Daily is presented by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. 56% of the EGR Power 50 personalized player experience with Optimove. And another special offer for you. Optimove is offering new clients a free first month when you buy Optimove. For more information and claim the free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. And now back to our topic. Today we will be talking with my fantastic guests about SEO and PR working together to make sure that our PR activities and SEO activities maximize the efforts. It is a sort of mouthful topic, how SEO and PR activities can work together to create EAT strong SEO strategy in 2024, but really in any year. First of all, I will kindly ask my guests, Melissa and Liga, to introduce themselves. Girls?
I'm Liga Tarasova. I'm based in Latvia. I'm actually a Latvian myself. And I'm editor-in-chief for an affiliate site, Online Gamblers.
Thank you. And we have Milica from Betsson.
Yes. Hi, guys. My name is Milica. I work at Betsson as a global offsite team lead. And I've heard many, many podcasts in my life, but I have not prepared a better intro line. So I'm sorry for that.
And I'm Ivana Flynn, and I'll be your host today. So very shortly, we're going to just explain what is EAT, because this is a topic that people are saying, yes, it's important for SEO. No, it's not important for SEO. So what is EAT? The expertise, experience, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Liga, as you are in content, this is exactly your domain. Is EAT important for iGaming, and how do we maximize EAT to make sure that it helps us rank better, to be more visible, and gain more on each market internationally?
Yes, definitely. So we work with the affiliation. And actually, I was like thinking about this topic and I realized that at the beginning was expertise, authority and trustworthiness. And then they put the experience, right? It was like a couple of years ago. So it kind of points the direction that we need the experience to talk about things, right? You cannot teach someone if you don't know what you're teaching about or you're talking about. So definitely it comes the same for affiliation to be broad enough to obviously give the best to the player, the reader, and yet show that you know what you're talking about. You're part of this expertise group, which in our case is gambling. So from my experience, I can say that what we do to put not only the experience and knowledge, but also the trustworthiness would be putting a face to it, and it kind of solves already and shows already the authority, okay, comes after, but the trustworthiness would cover a lot if a person shows the face, right? So this is what we try to do in Online Gamblers, showing that this affiliation is actually two people at this point, literally running it. So any responsibility that happens comes to us, and it's immediately, you know, trustful and trustworthy environment.
Yes, I think the expertise and experience is more on what you can write about and research, but the authoritativeness and trustworthiness comes with PR, right? That's why I connected those two, because this is where you said you put a face to it, and a good PR can support this. Milica, how would you go about it? You do a lot of outreach, a lot of PR, making sure Betsson is visible. And I know from my experience, I used to work in Betsson, that the PR you do is a little bit different to the other companies. Like, you actually got a link from Mashable years ago because you created a campaign that caught attention. So how do you go about it to make sure that your PR, your links are actually going viral?
Well, the first thing that we're doing at Betsson is trying to stay in line with Google's guidelines. But I do agree with everything that you and Liga said about expertise and Google's efforts in creating better content, especially now that they created this deal with Reddit, where user-generated content is getting on top. And at the moment, we can see that most of the queries and keywords are being surpassed by Reddit compared to SEO optimized websites. And this is just one of the ways where we can connect digital PR, which is more my specialty than just the normal PR. But yes, it is very, very important. And especially now that we also have AI, where we have a situation where we are not sure how links are going to be used in the future. We know that they will be important, but now when it comes to PR and how AI connects to that is brand mentions, because brand mentions is something that's super important for the future. And yes, if you create a digital PR campaign, one of the risks is that you get a brand mention and not a link, which was a problem in the past, because if this happened in the past, you failed with your campaign. However, with AI being introduced to search results, this is not going to be a fail, and we are going more towards, well, also classical way of doing PR, not just digital one.
But brand mentions are very important, and they are sort of easy when you are working with brand like Betsson. I mean, that is a giant in our industry and well-known outside. I think the brand mentions are a little bit more difficult for affiliation. However, we know that it is very important for the SGE, upcoming SGE, and we know that iGaming is not covered by that. So do we still pay attention to the EAT much when we discovered we're not going to be in the SGE snippet? Or would you still say that EAT is something you would recommend people to concentrate when building up a strong website? Or you would be like, nah, let's not go there.
Yes, 100%, because even though I myself personally do not consider EAT being a ranking factor, I look at links, keywords, and clicks. This is a public news now, so I think that EAT is not directly connected to our rankings. However, you do need your customers to convert. You do need to optimize your website to provide a good user experience. So it is connected, and with EAT and the more authoritative content you use, the better your site will rank. Also, we can also see a trend with affiliate sites. I think Liga knows more here, but many of these websites are now introducing more and more user-generated reviews and expert reviews. They are using big names in the industry, so we can definitely see a movement with expertise in this regard.
I absolutely agree that EAT is more to be used by affiliation. So Liga, please tell us how you're leveraging. You already wanted to say something, so sorry for jumping in.
Yeah, exactly. Because I understand that it kind of, actually for us was the same. We started with online gamblers and realized, okay, we are the platform that is in between player and operator, right? But at the same time, if you want to build a good fundament of the website, that, because we don't know where it's going to be in 10 years, right? I want like a nice fundament of this website. And we have been live for like almost 2 years only. We started doing it by helping the industry in a way, and afterwards realizing that it's actually a great strategy, that on our side you can see things for the affiliation, but also interviews with the brands, what's happening within the iGaming industry, because that it shows to Google, and hopefully the player can read it as well and see that, wow, these girls are participating in panels. They know what they're talking about. They know what is this industry about. It's not just a ghostwriter or content writer, you know, writing something, oh, this site is the best because they paid the most, you know? So it's in that way, I realized that actually, of course, it's about the resource as well. Can you afford to put it for that? You know, the interviews and all these things, it's a lot of time that you have to spend on it. But I believe it's a great fundament for the website.
Absolutely, I agree. Now, Milica a little bit touched up on a Google Leaks that we read about massively lately. It's massive amount of pages. I mean, who has a time? But the main takeable takeaways from that is that Google revealed, despite of saying links are not that important, that links are top three things we should concentrate on, right? So we know links are important. They said as well that the clicks are important. So I think if you run a very successful PR campaign, you get both, right? And as Liga said, putting people in panels, in podcasts, it's creating certain authoritativeness, and that again bites into PR. So looking into all of this together, I think companies, most of the iGaming companies, still don't understand how to do proper PR. Because when you think of it, lots of times we see wonderful articles about the C-level and the leaders of industry in one of the huge publications, but that's where it stops. I think we should have a few moments to teach the others and tell them what good PR could be. Because from our experience and from our different positions, we see where we're lacking a good PR. For me, good PR is a cooperation between several departments in putting the people first, right? Promoting your people because they can bring some PR. Do you have any tips how to run a different PR than just buying an article in a magazine? Do you have anything in your mind that could be like, wow, this would be a good PR strategy that does not cover just the C-level, but covers something else, something that PR of the companies, the heads of PR, are currently overlooking as a huge opportunity, and the PR that would as well help SEO. So, Milica, obviously, you would be an expert because we want the links from the PR, right? From SEO, links is everything. As we just said, it was uncovered by the Google leaks that links are the gold. So how is there anything you would recommend people to look into that can go viral and give us links?
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
Yes, going viral means serving people what they're interested in, and I think that most SEOs make a mistake of looking for keywords, because keywords search volume does give you information on what people want. However, this is not PR. This is for PR. You need to look outside of the box. And just as you said, you need to work with multiple departments. I think that it's very important to work with people from social media, because those people are usually very, very, in the know of what's happening. And my three favorite approaches to digital PR are actually news or trendjacking, or the second approach may be some valuable information sharing. So this information might be more interesting to journalists than to people who are your customers. So you can get links from high value media this way. However, if you work with social media people, teams in your company, you can definitely provide some content that is very, very related to what's trending, what can go viral, what people are talking about, because you cannot serve keywords. You need to serve your customers what they're interested in. And this is a way how you can do it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Liga, what about you? What would you recommend to look into this as an angle in PR that we might be missing?
From my experience, what we have done with Katie DiStefano as well, we work together. We have done, actually, like, imagine a fun video during the conference, posted on our website, mentioning companies, mentioning people, showing that people can have fun. They are knowledgeable in their own sectors, and yet they come together, celebrate life and all these things. And in exchange, you get two already backlinks, because I'm promoting a great person. I don't know, even if it's a friend or it's just a random stranger that you meet, in exchange for links. And it's totally okay to, you know, show, how to say that, the real life. It doesn't have to be like a very serious article, you know, because the first thing that comes to mind, it's an interview. But at the same time, I think it can be a fun, uplifting video, and yet you write an article about it, let's say in my case, in my experience, and you mention companies, you mention people, they can link back to you, obviously, because it's something creative and something very outside the box.
Completely agree. And I think that actually campaigns that are fun and interactive and use creative people are the ones that go the best. For example, 2 years ago, I would say, or 1 year ago, I'm not quite sure, but intelligence company who did digital PR, they got a link at Bloomberg, super high quality media website, and then they removed it after some time. So they created a song, video song about getting that link back, and it was nothing compares to you, but done with AI. they sent it to the journalist at Bloomberg. He saw it and he put the link back. It's it became almost famous campaign. And then also everything that includes creative people and fun human interaction is going to pass better than just the article on some statistics or something that you're trying to push. So if you want free links, if you want to abide to Google's guidelines, you really need to find what makes people tick. And this is the hard part about PR. And it doesn't matter if you're working at a small company or a big company, how well it is. You need to know what makes people tick. And this is the hard part.
Yes, it's the creativity that we are lacking here. From my point of view, I'm going to talk about what I've done. So I was invited after speaking in Brighton, the person that watched videos on Brighton decided to invite me to two podcasts. One was on Majestic, one was on SimilarWeb. And the company I previously worked for got links from those huge websites that you don't get otherwise. Because I put myself out there and I created a persona and I was invited to podcast. So I think we're all saying the same, invest in people and do things differently. Go to conferences. I love, Liga, what your company is doing. Your company has got this fun approach to life. And I can feel it from you. Every time I speak to you, you're just about like super energetic, super fun. And that goes with your company. And you see it in every post on LinkedIn, every video. And of course, people want to link to that. They want to be connected with that fun. So I think what lots of companies do not understand, even though they keep talking about investing in people, they are not investing in people that can create good PR. So I think it's gold to have people going to good conferences. I mean, we have got tons of great conferences where we can present our companies, but it's not just about having the stand. It's about meeting people, sharing your knowledge, and then people write about you and tag you on LinkedIn or articles because you created a value that they want to share. So I think we are all talking about the same, and all of this value that you will be creating and all of your creativity that will be creating a value to the company support all the EAT principles. Now I'm going to have a very sneaky question. What do you think about the Reddit and Google partnership? How does that enhance or threaten our SEO and content work? And is it actually good for EAT? I mean, is it really answering the EAT? I mean, I know it's the hidden gem kind of thing, but can we use it? Can we not use it? I mean, the partnership, they always were partners. Now they're enhancing it. And it is sort of, I'm looking into it like, how can I use it in my strategy? Is this going against my EAT principles? Is it helping them? You started on that, Melissa, so I'll kindly ask you for your 2 cents on this.
Mm-hmm. My 2 cents are, I do not think that this is a very smart thing for Google to do because this is such an easy thing to manipulate by SEOs and especially people who do not care about EAT, because there have been many, many companies and websites and SEOs that try to implement all EAT standards to their website and they didn't rank because this isn't the main thing that Google is looking at. So there are people who are angry, who tried everything. And even if they are not angry, there are many people who just do not care about this and who did not believe in this from the get-go. So they are going to manipulate Reddit, and Google gave it so much power. It is outranking people and websites that have been ranking in the first page and in the first positions for years. So there will be some changes that are necessary. If Google is not careful with how this is done, we can go to SEO from 2010 when everything was easily hackable.
Yeah, I mean, SEO changed so much. And now it feels like it's going a little bit backward with all the hidden gem and nodes and the increased parasite SEO that, again, does not answer any of the EAT principles. Yes, it's strong because it's coming from SEO-valued websites with lots of links. Yeah, Liga, what is your take on this? I mean, obviously, it's going to be different to affiliation from a huge operator name.
Yes, and understanding as well the guidelines, even if you would like to jump on Reddit now and start to write about like, hey, the best, the best this and that is on our website or whatever, it's not that easy. And the first actually thing on my mind was that how easy could it be that you find a very active, very, I think there's something with karma points, right? I'm not a very big active person on Reddit, but there's this thing with karma points. You have to prove that you know your stuff to be very recognized on Reddit. And what if a company comes and just buys it and then asks them to send links or anything towards that particular website? You know, it's, I think it's quite shady, I don't know, in the end. The idea, I understand the idea, it comes from people for people, right? How much closer can you get? But then if you know that this is something for SEO people to work on, of course, it's, you can go around that and do some shady things. But yeah, I don't know. For this year, it's going to be challenging, definitely, because there's the GE coming, right? So the feeling is like the websites and the content that we have created kind of goes lower and lower and lower, because suddenly Reddit comes, then there's the search generative experience coming for US, at least at this point. And it's going to be challenging, but I guess maybe some answers will come.
And my last question is, with all these changes we're seeing, is Google turning into giant social media? If yes, is this good? Is this bad? And is SEO still a strategy you would use in 2024 and potentially 2025? What do you think, girls?
Yes, Google is really, really changing. And I think they are trying to adapt to Gen Z and how people are starting to use internet nowadays. I personally do not like it very much, but I think that, yes, the change needs to happen. And SEO is definitely valuable this year, and it will always stay valuable. However, we will need to change and adapt depending on the changes that Google is making.
What would be the biggest change you would recommend to look into for 2024?
In regards to PR and digital PR, I would definitely focus on this. This is becoming more and more important, and it's showing great results, and it will just become more and more important.
Thank you. And Liga?
I'm just actually, I love that this podcast made me realize how much SEO and PR is working for us. Like, I knew it in the strategy, but now when we had like a topic and something to even suggest to others, I'm just very happy to hear, and even from Milica as well, what her insights were. So I learned and made me stop and think a little bit more about this. So yeah, thank you.
I absolutely agree. So what we have learned from this podcast, that PR needs to be a work of lots of departments together to create quality. It needs to become more and more creative, because we are trying to attract new people and answer the needs of Gen Zs. And they are all after fun videos and fun approach. So the way to adapt from now on going forward is invest in your PR. Make sure that you have people that can properly run your PR. They're educated on this. And have fun with this. Try to be creative and try to create something that no one else has. And hopefully you go viral. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.